Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 6th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages to encourage. Today's message is simply titled, Faithful. The scripture text is from 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2.
Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. We saw a thought-provoking message on a church sign. It said this, "Better to be faithful than famous." Although there are certainly some famous people that are also faithful, it occurred to us how often those whom so many recognize as famous are certainly not faithful. Merely consider some famous names in sports, entertainment, and politics.
I recall staying with my grandparents one summer in tiny Harwood, Missouri. My pawpaw, as I called my grandfather, had been in business and was well known throughout that rural area as a man of honor and integrity. I wanted to go fishing, so he called a local farmer to get permission for me to fish his farm pond. But what do you suppose a 14-year-old does when the fish aren't biting? I looked up toward the old farmhouse, and seeing no one looking, I went swimming. Well, it turns out someone was watching. When I got back, did I ever get chewed out? Pawpaw emphasized that he had trusted me, and I had violated that trust. I still remember that lesson to this day. What hurt me most is that I had disappointed my grandfather.
As followers of Christ, we've been given a trust. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." 1 Corinthians 4:2. We are stewards of God's truth, and it is required that we be faithful. This is fundamentally expressed spiritually, but in reality, spiritual faithfulness is always expressed in practical ways as well. Are we faithful to our spouse and family? Are we faithful to our church and our ministry responsibilities? What about in regard to our work-related duties and financial commitments?
May the Lord help us today to keep the commitments we make. In fact, the greatest approbation we will ever receive is when we hear the words from our Lord, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Indeed, it's definitely better to be faithful than famous.
Let's pray together. Lord, you've given us so many venues in which we have opportunity to prove ourselves faithful. In our relationships, our work, our ministries, and the marketplace, we want to be faithful in the responsibilities you've given to us. When we're tempted to compromise our integrity due to insurmountable pressures we face, help us to remember that faithfulness to you is the greatest reward. To hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," are the most joyous words of affirmation we will ever receive. Keep us faithful, Jesus. Amen. An update on Esther. We thank God for her good report yesterday. The x-ray that was taken at Hershey Medical Center showed that the fluid is lessening around her lung. She also saw her regular cardiologist, who seemed pleased with her progress. She continues to take 5 doses of diuretics a day to deal with the fluid over the next 2 weeks when she will be x-rayed again. But we just trust that that's going to be a non-issue at that point. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. It is a joy to share with you today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. And we do have additional resources on the site today. I want to end with a song in a moment, reading a portion of a song, I should say. I have several pictures on the site today, a photo of my grandparents as they were elderly, as I really remember them. They both lived into their late 80s. Perhaps my grandmother even lived to 90. I'm not quite sure. They died about a year apart. I also have a couple of cute photos of horses we took. One of how a meal was delivered to our own home the other night. And just a night or two before that, a day or two actually before that, I took a photo of a horse and chariot in Boston, in quite a contrast. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged. And now I end with the words to a song that has often gripped my heart in this regard. Oh, may all who've come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.